Happy Monday. Enjoy our weekly Superyacht Sales Roundup with Superyacht Recruiter, brought to you by Mimi Majindi and Yachting International Radio. Make sure to tune in weekly or subscribe if you want to be in the know for all things yacht brokerage. First up this week is new build Amels. The first hull of the 60-metre series is a hybrid yacht set for delivery in autumn 2023. Among some of her standout features are her 200-square-foot lower cabins, a central staircase, high ceilings and generous views of the ocean in the lobby area, and the main cabin forward of the main deck with a private fold-out balcony. Hulls 3 and 4 of the Majesty 140 have been sold by the brand's American dealer. This model made its debut in the 2019 Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, where it won an award for Best in Show. Signature features of the brand include extensive windows offering panoramic views, with the 43-metre design including a private extendable balcony with jacuzzi off the owner's suite. Motor Exodus, a 40-metre Sunseeker delivered in 2019, has been sold to new owners. She has a fold-out balcony on her starboard side, an alfresco dining space for 10 guests in the upper deck cockpit, and accommodation for 12 guests in total. She can reach a maximum speed of 25 knots and had an asking price of £15,900,000. Another new build sail, the seventh hull of a 38-metre custom line, has been completed and is scheduled for delivery in 2022. The new owners are customising a lot of the interior design, but it will seat 10 guests and 8 crew, including a two-piece slanted door to the main deck, and as with the 120 series, it will boast a bold and modern exterior look with a maximum speed that reaches 25 knots. Beautiful classic sailing yacht La Cativa has been sold. At a length of 38 metres, she sleeps 8 guests along with an open-plan main salon and wheelhouse, and jacuzzi forward on the bow. Although delivered in 1991, she underwent a refit in 2020 and was on the market at €2,950,000. New build deal for the first hull of the 37-metre Benetti Molto Panfilo has been agreed. The interior sleeps 10 guests, but her exterior design is the real talking point. Although she is a tri-deck, there is access onto the mast base, offering incredible views from that height, as well as an extensive swim platform, and on the foredeck, a sun pad and jacuzzi. The design was inspired by some of the first yachts in the 1960s, so bronze metallic features on the hull and superstructure are included to represent the cap rails on the older Benettis. Motoryacht Water Country is a 37-metre Benetti that was sold out in the Bahamas. Built in 2011 and originally named Domani, she can accommodate 10 guests. The design includes two VIP cabins, a large saloon and dining area on the main deck, and a sky lounge, rare to find on a yacht of this size. She was on the market at $9,500,000. Next, we have 34-metre Westship, Motoryacht Prestige Lady. Launched in 2006 and refitted in 2014, she received new engines and a newly styled interior, amongst other work. The design has a flybridge that includes a bar, two cocktail tables, barbecue and a spacious jacuzzi that can be made into a sun pad. She was on the market for 2 years with an asking price of $2,800,000 before the sale. Baglietto Motoryacht Nauta sleeps 10 guests and has two exterior decks, with tender storage on her flybridge. At 33 metres in length, she was built as the last and largest vessel for an owner that has owned multiple Bagliettos. The yacht can reach a max speed of 30 knots and was listed at $1,950,000. Motoryacht PV95, the 2020 launch fiberglass hulled Sunseeker, has been sold. She features a full beam main cabin that spans across two levels and has large windows throughout the main deck. The sun deck offers alfresco dining, a lounge area and bar. She had an asking price of $7,995,000. 2009-built Nordhaven Motoryacht Aquamedes has been sold. She is a trawler-style yacht built for long-range cruising with a range of 5,000 nautical miles. With a large swim platform and space to sleep 8 guests, the main cabin is situated on her sky deck and offers access to a private balcony. The last known asking price was $5,299,000. The 25-metre Moonen Motoryacht Happy Days has completed its sale. The vessel was launched in 1998 and underwent a refit in 2019 and allows accommodation for 6 guests in 3 cabins. There are 2 helm stations and dining areas on the main deck and flybridge, with both dining tables able to seat extra guests. The last known price was €950,000. The second sailing yacht of the week to sell is Sail Yacht Dreamcatcher KM. 25-metre built in 2005 by Nautilus Swan can sleep 8 guests. The cockpit includes an alfresco dining area and a second dining space is found in the main salon. Having competed in the 2008 ARC race, part of the Swan Transatlantic Challenge, she crossed from Las Palmas de Gran Canaria in under 14 days, arriving first into St. Lucia against 221 other yachts and taking line honours. Motor Yacht Khaleesi is a 24-metre Hetairos built in 2013. In the interior cabins, she can sleep 8 guests, with a seating and dining area and sunken bar in the main saloon. The exterior features 2 separate lounge areas across both decks, with a jacuzzi on the flybridge and on the spacious main deck another dining area. She was on the market at $3,450,000. Our final vessel of the week is Motor Yacht Versailles. Launched as a Continental 2 model by Shipyard Vandervolk in 2014, her customization includes a wider beam and flybridge with hardtop. She has space to seat 6 guests and offers 3 areas for dining between the interior and exterior decks. The last known asking price was €1,900,000.